You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. In today's episode, I chat with my previous student and now a dear friend, Rachel Creather, who is an intuitive hypnotherapist, and she's actually been on the podcast before. This is a recording from a live that we did together on Instagram last week, and Rachel kindly shares her experience with my program, Living Intuitively. Please listen in. Rachel shares some great stories about connecting with her spiritual support team, what she got out of the program, and what living intuitively means to her.
That's Rachel. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I'm so excited to chat to you today and that everyone gets to watch us having one of our regular little chats. Why don't you introduce yourself to everyone? Tell us who you are and what you're all about.
I am Rachel Creather. I am an intuitive hypnotherapist, an RTT therapist. I also am someone with 18 plus years in communication strategy. And I live in Sydney and I'm just happy to come on here today and be able to talk about my experience with the little sage 9 years ago.
Because I can't believe it was that long.
I know, because I've actually been sidebar, but getting more into numerology as well, and just found it so fascinating to go back and think what was happening in that year cycle. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I did that course with you in 2015 and how much life has changed since then. Yeah. It's incredible.
So, I mean, I've got so many questions for you. And I also want to look at my own numerology now, because I haven't run the course in this way for 10 years. Like, what is in living intuitively is something like I've picked at it and I've shared parts of it, but I've never in the last 10 years run it in this way before. So tell me about what prompted you to sign up all those years ago.
Well, to be honest, I was in it actually postnatal depression at the time, and I had been trying to clutch onto anything that was going to fix me or help me. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the last things I tried, actually. I tried everything out there that I could think of. I tried talk therapy, I tried yoga therapy, all the things. And then I don't even remember how I stumbled across your course. I still can't remember. But doing that just changed everything. And it brought me back to myself. And I think in hindsight, that had been what my little boy had been trying to shake me up to, that I had been off course. Mm-hmm. But then when I came and did the intuitive living course, that really just went, yeah, okay, I'm back now. This is where I need to be.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. It's, you are actually one of the people who, I don't know whether you knew that spirit was working for you or whether it was just your own intuition, but you over the years, a few times, are you going to run the course again? Are you going to run the course again? And here I am running it again, and I'm really excited because it's what I did. They're the actual steps that I was guided through from my spiritual support team when I left PR. We have a very similar story, that I was also in media as well and PR, and I followed each of these steps, connecting with my intuition, connecting with my spiritual support team, moving through all of the layers and systematically removing the thoughts and beliefs that weren't serving me anymore. Mm. What do you You've shared this with me before. Mm. Can you share the story about when you met your spiritual support team?
Mm, yeah, I mean, it was 9 years ago now. But I do remember, yeah, two key elements of the course that you read. And actually going back, the reason why I kept saying over the years, when are you going to run it again, was because I work with so many women and clients that are looking for tools on how to connect to their intuition. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to them about connecting their intuition, where do I start? And I will reference so many things from that course over and over again. So yeah, one of the things was around, I remember there was a signs and symbols week, and in that week I swear I'd cleaned the kitchen bench that day. There was nothing.
For sure. Right.
And then I turned around at some point and there was literally a little like dried condensation love heart in the middle. I think my sign, maybe I'd been looking for love and joy again, or like how the question might have been, how am I going to find that again? So it's seeing the love heart. And then I was driving and a song had come on all around joy, and I didn't, the words of it was just, I'd never heard the song before, I didn't have it on a playlist, it just came in, and the words were so perfect for the signs and symbols week. And then, yes, and then the connecting with your guides, that was beautiful. That I remember clearly sitting on the floor and having the guide, like eyes closed in the meditation, hands out, and the guide literally touching my hands and connecting with that. And since that course, I've always felt connected to my grandmother, but I have heard her so much more really since then too. So yeah.
Oh, that makes me so happy. I miss my grandma every day. So if my course has helped someone connect with their grandma, oh my gosh, that's like the best thing ever. And you know, your spiritual support team's great too, but grandmas hold a special place for me. And so I think like all of those years ago, you originally, after your media work, you also had a crystal business, and then you've since gone on to build this wonderful business around your hypnotherapy. Mm-hmm. This may be a loaded question, and I don't mind which way, don't feel like you have to answer it a particular way, but do you think you would have ended up there without the course?
I think it would have taken me a lot longer. So I did the course from memory. I was doing the course while I was on maternity leave before I went back into media. Mm. And so I went back to media in the April. So I must have been doing the course around February, March, before I went back into maternity leave, and then kept up with a lot of the practices. And it was in the September that the idea dropped in really clearly to start the crystal business. And it might not seem wild now because there's lots of crystal business, but in 2015, it felt quite out there. And it felt like a bit of a coming out. Like I remember when I did your course, I even told people I was doing a meditation course. I didn't say I was doing an intuition.
And you're how to connect. The only one, actually.
Yeah.
I remember back then, Instagram hadn't quite taken off yet. What I was doing, what you ended up doing, was so different, I think, that people weren't really openly talking about it. And so you weren't the only one. And I mean, it's why the name Chris was given to my spiritual support team, because my husband and I would be sitting in cafes and I'd be talking about the world of spirit and all of my guidance. Please just call them Chris, because I don't want everyone eavesdropping on our conversation. But so I can see that someone has they're requested to join. I was going to say, I think there's a way that some people can ask questions. Got a question for us, someone mentioned before that they see love hearts in their fruit, which I thought was really cute. But if anyone has a question about the course, or someone's made a reference to how our kids are very much linked with our path and purpose, which they are.
And my little boy is intuitive too. Like I can just see why I wasn't going to be able to be the mother that I needed to be for him. And so it was just like the universe just shook it all up so that I could get back on the right path for me.
Yeah.
But if anyone wants to ask any questions, for sure.
In. Otherwise, I've still got questions for you. Because in bringing the course back, and I've shared this with my audience in some emails and things on social lately, where I had kind of avoided the course and was like, as you know, you're like, please bring it back, please bring it back. But it's the kind of course that obviously I was guided to write. And to prepare, and I went through it myself, and there are pieces of it that I definitely have come back to over and over again, but I actually came back to my own course to clear the block to run the course again. Which I think kind of speaks to that idea you said before. It's like it helps you to clear the way and to come back into who you are. But it is the kind of material that lays the foundation. You can come back to it over and over and over again. What do you think is probably the biggest takeout or something that you have continued doing, you know, over time?
I would say free writing. That's something that I use still to this day, even through my own hypno channeling that I do. When I see, quite often when I'm in hypnosis, I will see an image or a metaphor or a scene, like it'll be quite visual. And then to come out of that, it's the journaling that will then help me refine what that message was trying to say. So that, and also I think strangely, I always thought spirit or my guides would sound different. And so I didn't realize that they would actually sound like me. That was one of the biggest, I think, aha moments. That for someone that is quite heady, like I needed to intellectually, like I need to experience something and embody it before I can. Otherwise, I try and intellectualize it and like, am I doing it right? And all those sorts of things, you know.
You've just shared so many good things in that. Someone just asked before, we're talking about living intuitively. It's a program that I have just opened up for the first time in 10 years. And Rach did this course nine years ago. It's so interesting what people take out of the course, and particularly when you do meet your spirit guides. When I first started experiencing the world of spirit, even with my aunt who passed away and you know, kicked all of this off by visiting me, the way that you're hearing, particularly if you're a clairaudient, if you're hearing the messages, it does sound like your own thoughts. It's more that there's different phrasing the sound of or the language of it is different from what you would ordinarily, like your own thought patterns. Anyway, I've gone off course. I can see that people are coming in divine timing. So Natalie's asked that she's having a conversation in her head with someone. Is this my little sage or intuition? Look, the little sage is a name that I gave intuition because it helped me to form a relationship with it. And we talk about this in the course, right? That there actually is a difference between your intuition and your higher self and spirit and a spiritual support team and soul. There's actually, in the way that I see it, a difference. So Natalie, it depends. You would learn that in the course, which one you're talking to. I've got another question here. Eric is saying so many find they struggle to keep a connection with many spiritual minded people. I find many prefer to go on their journey solo. Ah, this is definitely something, and maybe Rach, you can speak to this. So basically someone was saying that often people want to do this kind of work solo. Certainly in my work and when I've run something like this live, I actually think it's far more powerful when you come together as a group. The live calls, we're sharing our story and our journey. How do you feel? Like, did you take...
I actually did the course in quite a solo way. I couldn't make any of the live calls for some reason. I can't remember why. Maybe it was because I had two kids at home and some more. So actually, it was quite an insular solo experience for me, with your guidance along the way. And I think at the time there was a Facebook page, and so I could see what other people were asking. I am someone that will sometimes need to do this work alone, but it depends on what the work is, because sometimes I actually really benefit from accountability, making sure I'm like going to do the homework on time, whatever group I'm in. When I did the Little Safe, though, when I did Intuitive Living 9 years ago, it was a very at home by myself experience when the kids were asleep. So you can play the way.
Yeah, and I think it's something where, of course, the exercises and the meditations are done individually. No one's forced to share, but I think there can be something quite comforting. I know when I started alone in my bedroom, like freaking out about how my life had changed, and actually ended up finding it really comforting when I started to build a community around me. And you can share and talk, and but you can do it either way, of course.
I think it helps too, because when you are, I know when I'm running groups as well, like sometimes people will say things like, I heard it like this, or I saw it like that. And so you can see the variety in which spirit communicates or your higher self communicates. It's not just one way for everyone. And that's always comforting. Yeah.
I think the other thing too is that people will come into this course for different reasons. Whether it is because they're going through some kind of awakening, whether they are looking for community and connection, or, you know, they do want to have that sort of solo experience. But like I said before, I've come back to the materials time and time and time again. It's the sort of course that spirit is ultimately running. And so it meets everyone where they are. And, you know, I do think that there's something kind of magical about joining something like this, and maybe you can speak to it, that you'll just get what you need at the right time, and the rest is going to come when it needs to, you know?
I kind of felt like for me, it was the foundations of how to live intuitively. It was the foundations of how do I communicate my spirit team. I was at the very beginning of all of this, and yes, it's something that, you know, you can come back to for sure, but it's something that I think it's almost like it should be taught in schools, you know, like it's something that everyone should go through at some point.
I do have that dream, and I think that spirit's playing tricks with us again, because I actually talk about this a lot, that spirit will send us messengers, not just messages. And you are often one of these messengers. So I appreciate that. I mean, could you imagine if this was something like this was in schools? But anyway, that's a dream for another day. I'm really mindful of your time and everyone else.
No problem.
Is there anything else that you would add to someone who might be thinking about joining this course, or worried about, you know, I know that it's tough for a lot of people right now financially or just having the time. Is there anything else that you would add?
I just think that it is what I've said before. It's a foundation that will set you up for your next right steps and your next right path. And whether you are in a situation like I was, that you were really in an awakening, where I was 9 years ago, or whether you're just someone that knows that you need a bit of redirection, but these things can only come from ourselves. I say it to my clients and community all the time. Like, you know, it's only within you, because it's so true. And I think as a collective, we look outside of ourselves so often for the answers. And there's so many people selling the, you know, I've got the 10-step formula.
I know 10-step formula here.
the only way is within our higher selves, connecting with our own intuition, and it will set you up for life. Well, it has for me anyway. Yeah. So thank you, Helen. I'm so glad you finally brought it back.
I'm so excited that it's back, and thank you for all of the gentle nudges. And also for trusting your intuition and taking a leap, because, and to talk about it with us today, because it shows just that following that first little intuitive nudge, like, yes, I think this is something that I should be a part of, could actually lead to so much more.
So
I'd love to chat to you all day, but shall not. Thank you, Rachel, for giving up
Thanks
your time
for
today.
Me. I hope it helps. Bye.
Bye, my love. Bye, everyone.
Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.